What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Evil is not born, it is taught. True. So this is Monster, and it's one of my favorite episodes. Because I love Savage Opress.
Ooh.
You can tell that I didn't watch The Clone Wars until after I started this channel. Because the first time I did a video about Savage, I called him Savage. Savage Opress.
I mean, that's kind of the inclination, but this is Star Wars. Everything is pronounced differently. What's their history? They just know of each other?
I guess. He probably knows that she and Palpatine used to have some sort of thing going on.
They did?
Not like a relationship, but like a professional relationship.
Okay. Strictly professional.
Yeah, she's Rey's grandmother.
Oh, right. I can see that.
Pass.
Here's a magic cup with some magic drink.
I wonder how much he knows about Maul. I mean, I have to assume he knew he was Palpatine's first apprentice.
Mm-hmm. Where's Maul supposed to be at this time?
Stuck on some garbage planet going insane.
Yeah.
With his spider legs.
How often do you, like, have a business meeting where you tell the person, like, I'll work with you, but I hope I never see you again?
Yeah.
Echoing of her voice, like in the headphone that I'm wearing, is very distracting.
It's not really echoing in my headphone.
No.
Ew, all those icky pods.
Do those just have dead Night Sisters in them?
Yep.
Gross.
Ew.
cool ship. I like the idea that the Night Sisters have control, kind of, over them.
I mean, yeah, they definitely do. All that magic. It's awfully mean.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I thought she straight up killed him.
It's like, who do you think you are, pretty boy? Do they all have 10 horns?
I don't know. I haven't been trying to count. It's unclear if, like, all of these people are Maul. They said they're part of his bloodline.
Yeah. It's a lot of brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think using the force is fair. Although, if they're going to be working against Jedi, then it's probably helpful.
I can't remember if we see any of them use the force. I mean, like, obviously Savage eventually does, but...
That guy's just there to clap.
Yeah. I feel important. This is very Hunger Games. Like,
mm-hmm.
We all have to be the last man standing, but I'm also trying to keep my bro alive.
She's having a little too much fun with this game.
Well, she's not a nice person. Maybe he can use the force
A little bit. Like, I'm wondering if all of his Force abilities come from, like, the magic that they put into him later.
Hmm.
Clap. It's not even that impressive. Oh, clap.
Well, the lights are clap on, clap off lights. He has to clap. This feels like a video game boss fight.
It's a lot like the stormtrooper training grounds in Star Wars Rebels.
This feels like a Mario level. I have to agree. If these are all supposed to be their best warriors, they haven't been training.
Well, like, I'm gonna guess they don't have the Force. Well, that seemed forceful.
Everything's happening so fast.
I just like how much time they spend building up Savage as a good dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes what they do to him more sad.
Yep. That's why I like the character so much.
Bye, guys. Going away to camp. Probably won't come back. The Night Sister, like, thing in the background in that scene with the mouth, like, uh-huh. wide open was the same as the art or whatever on all those boulders that came out of the ground.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the same place Maul goes in Star Wars Rebels. Like, that's where his hideout is. Or it's just a similar building.
So did they didn't do this to Maul.
No. I don't think Maul needed it. Like that this I think this is them maybe giving him their power.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he can use the Force. But no, they didn't beef Maul up.
Star Wars steroids.
Yeah.
Bing. Doesn't respond well to yelling. Have to be nice to him. Doesn't mind getting slapped around, I guess. Woof.
It always makes me, like, when he dies at the end of season 5, and like all the magic leaks out of him and he becomes who he was, like in his final moments, you're like, oh, it's terrible.
How long do you think he's been waiting there?
A day. It took forever. I'm a big stompy boy.
What if he came out all wobbly and he's like, sorry, I'm still learning how to use my big boy legs.
His home, I wonder if he made some updates to it when he came back as a Sith Lord and all that. Like, it feels evil, and it's supposed to be...
It's just...
Just a...
It's like a rich person's home. It's not the most comfortable-looking place.
Yeah, and it is a rich person's home. He's a count and all, but, like, it's sickly green, and... It's like, maybe remodel it.
Maybe he just changed the lighting. I'm evil now. Replace all the light bulbs with lime green ones. There's a dude. I don't know if it's the same dude. Probably is. Every year, I see his cosplay of Savage Press, and he's like this big jacked dude. And It looks so good. So if you're a big Jack dude, you could probably do a Savage cosplay. Just need someone to help paint your skin.
All the clones ran up to him. Shoot him from a distance. This Jedi temple appears again in The Weapon of a Jedi, a book where Luke travels to this temple after it's been in ruins for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets some training in.
That guy looked like he was using some Tereskasi. He's like, no, my dry cleaning.
They only had two Jedi at that temple?
I need my silk pajamas. So, is this him taking him as an apprentice?
Yeah.
And is Dooku supposed to be an apprentice of Palpatine?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, like, he was doing the same thing with Asajj. Like, the Sith are always trying to take control over their master.
Some bunch of rule breakers.
They sure are.
Mm.
Rule of two? I don't think so. Yeah, good episode. I really like Savage.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching and listening along with us. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.